as ye say the Lord saith it, and I have not spoken? Therefore, saith the Lord, because you've spoken vanities and divine lies, I'm against you, saith the Lord. And mine hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and divine lies. God's going to take care of these fellas. Be patient. Be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the Lord waiteth for the form and latter rain and hath long patience for it. Praise God. He's just waiting till his time, till that time comes when God will take vengeance upon his adversaries, upon these adulterers and homosexuals and idolaters that fill the pulpits of America. All they want is money and people to respect them, that they're not worthy of their respect and popularity. My popularity, Paul, is down on the bottom, praise God. And that's the only way God can use a man. For Galatians 1 and 10 says, if I please men, then I can't be a servant of the Lord and please God. You can't please men and have popularity and please God. It just don't work like that. All right, in conclusion, Jeremiah 15, verses 6 and 7. Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord, thou art gone backward. Therefore have I stretched out my hand against thee, and I will destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. Boy, that's some terminology. For people don't want to hear nothing like that. God said, hey, I'll stretch my hand against thee. I'm against thee. I'm going to destroy you because I'm weary with repenting. I've repented myself. I've restrained my anger and wrath and judgment. And he says, I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people. Isn't it amazing how the prophets and the apostles use that terminology, but still preachers want to say, well, if you ever get saved, you don't have anything to worry about. Just do the best you can, beloved. No, you got to do better than that. You got to do better than you can. That's what's sending you to hell, is doing the best you can. That's not good enough. You're going to have to live the Bible morality. You're going to have to live virtuously. Oh, don't you remember what old brother Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1, verse 4? Whereby given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Amen. Hey, you're not going to hop, skip, and jump, go over virtue and go to knowledge. You're going to virtue next. Amen. When you get up from the altar and wipe the tears back from your eyes after you repented and received Christ, your next step is clean up yourself. Right. Body, soul, spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of your cigarettes. Get that old stupid makeup and jewelry off your body, ladies. That old stinking eyeshadow. Well, if you got down there, it ought to all been washed away. Amen. With your tears. Get up there and wipe it and get rid of the mess. Them pantsuits, throw the things in a garbage can. Them old bathing suits and shorts. Get the beer out of your closet and out of your icebox. Yeah. Amen. Throw them cards away you've been dealing with. Playing penny ante and poker and strip pokers. God have mercy. People getting the most junk. Get rid of all your abominations. All of your old books on astrology, witchcraft, palm reading. Yeah, get rid of it. That's what you'll do when you really get saved, walk with God. You'll clean your life up. Virtue. Yes, you will. You'll get filthy conversation out of your mouth. Yes, you will. You'll get them old vain, nasty thoughts cleared up. Oh, he may come through, but he'll just go through like a shadow of a bird flying over you and get rid of it. That old impure thought. Yeah. You won't be cursing. Cut out your lying. Oh, Lord, you get rid of all them vices or you're not saved. When you get saved, the next step after your faith brings you to God is virtue. That's the purity of Christ. The Bible purity that Jesus Christ is the epitomization of. Don't look at some old stupid Christian out there blunderbussing around. You look at Christ. Amen. The purity, the loveliness, the holiness of Christ. And that's your model. That's what you're reaching for, and he'll help you to get there. You won't get there by your own bootstraps. You'll get there by the grace of God that you seek because you desire to be like him. And then you lift up a standard. Right then you become a standard bearer. You become a man or a woman, boy or girl assigned to carry the standard or flag of a group or a movement that holds up a criterion set for usages or practices, especially in moral standards, to lead men to a level of spiritual excellence.
Praise God.
We got a standard, ladies and gentlemen, Amen. That we're working faithfully to lead God's people into. Old Jeremiah, though, happened to say here in passing, we'll take a note here in this right being it's real close here, praise God. I hate to get out old brother Jeremiah, the 8th verse of chapter 8. He said, how do you say you're wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Certainly though he made it in vain, the pen of the scribes in vain. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they've rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? How are you going to lift up a standard when you're not living, believing, and teaching the word of God? You can't do it. Therefore, I'll give their wives to others and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one of them, to the least to the greatest, is given to covetousness, from the preacher even to the pastor, everyone dealeth falsely, the prophet and the priest. It's the way it is today. And they've healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they wasn't at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Can the church members blush today committing their idolatry and their low-down sins of world conformity? No, they don't blush. They'll come and sing in the choir, get in the pulpit, be on the deacon board, and sit back there and act like a Christian when they're a stinking hypocrite. And here's what the Lord said. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. The leaves shall fade, and the things that I have given them, I'm going to take back. It'll pass away. You need to think God's not going to take back what he's given to these old sassy, arrogant Americans. He's going to take back these frying chickens and thick steaks and seafood platters. He's going to take it away from these old sorry, ungodly, selfish, unthankful Americans. And they're in the pulpits and they're in the pews all over this great land of ours. God, help us to lift the standard high. Help us to live the life that's virtuous and pure and holy, an example, a light, and be the salt of the earth around us that is corrupted with the blood of abortions and with the sins of the pagans that fill the churches, as well as the brothels and honky-tonks in this country. God, help us to lift your standard of holiness high and exalt the banner, wave the hand, and tell people that are hungry for the word of God and thirsty for God to come on and join in this movement where we have a criterion of lifting a standard that leads people to excellence in Bible virtue and Bible morality. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we pray? I praise you, Lord, for these that have heard today. And I pray through video cassette, as many others will hear, they'll be stirred and moved. Moved, yes. This is a movement. People that have moved, repented, got themselves thoroughly right with God, that walks with Jesus Christ as their Lord and Master, whose lifestyle reflects the glory of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I pray that you'll help us to lift that banner, cry aloud and lift up the voice, and cause people to come into the gates of the nobles. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God grant us that your light and glory will rest upon us, and our voice will be strong for Jesus' sake. Amen. Praise the Lord.